Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel. Get behind the wheel of your new Opel at the Opel Open Road event now on at your Opel dealer.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
The funeral is taking place in Monaghan this morning of Brendan Og O'Duffy, the young footballer who died in a road crash on Friday shortly after captaining his county to success in the Ulster Under-20 Championship. His death triggered an outpouring of grief, not just within Monaghan, but right across the country. And Brendan's family say they're extremely grateful for the messages of sympathy and support from all over Ireland as the 19-year-old is laid to rest. Well, our reporter Barry Lenehan is in Monaghan town for us now. Barry, what's been the scene there throughout the morning?
Many people have consistently said to me this is the biggest funeral Monaghan town has ever seen. People beginning to gather over 2 hours before the funeral mass. Uachtaráin Cumann Lúchlasc Scéal, Larry McCarthy visiting Brendan's club, Monaghan Harps, at 8:45 this morning. And many members, teammates of Brendan from Monaghan Harps, they stayed up with his remains at the family home throughout the night. And from 9:30 this morning, an hour before the cortege was due to begin its final journey, a guard of honour was formed by Monaghan Harps at the family home, later joined by members of the Monaghan senior football team, and then arriving in unison to complete the guard, the Monaghan under 20 team, his teammates on Friday evening before that tragic accident, all wearing their Monaghan jerseys and tracksuits, all with the numbers on the back, but of course with one missing, number 6 for Brendan Og. The chief mourners, father Brendan senior, mother Esther, and sisters Claire and Anya, and they're keen to stress, as you say there, Claire, the level of support they have received from right across the county and the country since Friday.
Okay, and we can hear now from Canon Paddy McGill.
We have a family portrait. Ogie was the centre of a very close-knit O'Duffy family. He was the source of fun and laughter to all family members. We have a cross and chain depicting his faith. He had asked Esther to bring this home from Medjugorje last week.
And there were several poignant moments throughout the funeral ceremony, which is still ongoing, and the cortege as it made its way through the town. Brendan's remains carried part of their journey by his clubmates and his teammates. Monaghan stood still. Thousands lined the streets to say goodbye. Members of the public wearing Monaghan jerseys. The town falling silent until the cortege passed Monaghan Harps Club, where a silent ripple of applause turned into something more substantial. Spontaneous applause as the coffin approached St. McCarthan's Cathedral here in the town. And among the final mourners to meet the cortege were Donegal under 20 team and the Down under 20 team, Monaghan under 20's most recent and next opponents. A booklet handed out to mourners designed like a match programme showing the GAA links here. And as I say, the funeral ceremony ongoing, Leon Taffran Thrivan on Verla Agusan Gaeilge, and in his homily, Canon Paddy McGill spoke of Brendan's faith, how this is also the 30th anniversary of the death of his father's first wife, and also how his footballing star was set to soar before Friday's tragedy. The ceremony is set to conclude with the aptly named footballer's prayer before burial in the adjoining ceremony cemetery.
And our sympathies again to Brendan Og O'Duffy's family as they lay the 19-year-old to rest in Monaghan town. Thank you to Barry Lennon.